taxpayers. Have a process in place.
Just you, just there, I mean, just the, that's what, and the question.
What a guy.
I don't know of any other.
Someone begging for it.
In the fleet?
Yeah.
Why should Alaska be different? The federal government does pay money this way. Why should they be different? I had all sorts of ice cream testimony that I listened to a couple tapes of the Senate testimony, April 30th and then, yeah, I think it was the first. Then I listened to a little bit of stuff on this afternoon and I threw it all out the door. But I cannot, for the life of me, understand the value of total cost life cycle. I think a lot of people are getting away from the issue of this bill. The issue of this bill, as I see it, DOT would thoroughly love to get a bill like this passed because it makes their job easier. I maintain, I don't want their job easier. I want them to put more work off the front. I don't want us arguing with them after the fact. That's part of the problem we had with the way they've been lying.
You're being mean.
You cut the tolls on the toll box. Maybe you need some training with the carpenters you have that are trying to use the tolls. Just to give you a few examples, let me go down the list here. Part of the problem though that we've experienced with DOT. And I've heard other testimony today. The problem started when purchasing was handled by DOT rather than DOA. All through the cycle. When we were changing the procurement code, I always wanted to go up and give testimony. I objected to DOT, they have given the authority to do their own buying then. For the same reason I object to it now, because of the problems, you have the seeds of distrust that are planted amongst the vendors. I brought with me, I won't tell you what the topic of the petition, I want to know if somebody asked me, but it's basically it's a petition that was signed by 28 different equipment and truck companies here in Alaska. 34 signatures. All of them disagreeing with something that was being done by DOT. Now I maintain nobody in Alaska knows the equipment and truck business as well as these 28 companies. We put our money on the line every day to know this business. But this particular petition was totally ignored by DOT.
Maury?
Yeah, Maury, can I interrupt?
We're gonna make equipment deal into you. Senator's home.
Okay, I got the light.
Okay, I'm gonna make a recommendation here on this piece of legislation. First of all, there's a hell of a lot of misunderstanding in this whole damn thing. I believe the vendors are expressing frustration. DOT is expressing frustration with the process. Some people are coming on and saying it's just, you know, the greatest damn thing since sliced bread and it's really working. Other people saying, call me on the phone, tell me the son of a bitch isn't working. However, to save a lot of trouble for a lot of damn people, rather than go through this drill and listen to everyone, you know, I wish somebody would offer some constructive some constructive criticism someday as to how to fix the damn thing. I've been trying to do it, but like I say, I don't have a damn dog in the fight, so I'm going to recommend that you give me this bill as a subcommittee of one, and I'll take care of it.
I make the motion that we appoint Tanner Schultz, subcommittee.
Would you like me to continue?
No, we're done. Subcommittee of one, what's the number of the bill?
245.
Senate Bill 245.
Hello?
Senate Transportation Committee is adjourned at 3:20.